you're watching LMP.
What does LMP stand for?
Late Night Play Set.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been on there. Yeah, good show. You should like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
Like the old days. Welcome back. Hello to you at home. This is not like the old days. It's going to be interesting. Welcome to, there we go. Things are working. Welcome to Late Night Playset. We are, we're doing things a little differently. We haven't been here for a while, and we have some different intentions for the future, and we figured it was time to do a brief reintroduction. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
It's 5:01 if you're here with us live in the PM in the Pacific. We are live on YouTube and Instagram currently, and we will be talking more about the Instagram Live and what's going on with that, as well as everything else that may or may not be going on with this show, live with you this evening. So if you are here on YouTube or Facebook and you see this and you want to chime in, by all means, please do. The comments will go here to the desk. It is just the Ryans this evening, Nicole, myself, Jay. We figure if you've dialed this up, you know at least that much. But it's a brief reintroduction. I went back and watched the first episode of this thing this morning.
I can't imagine.
It's only 32 minutes long, something like that. It's so crazy. Until watching it, I didn't remember it, if that makes sense. But watching it, I went back into all of that headspace of the things I was saying when I was talking, all of the things you said I related to. It was wild. It was really, really wild, but it made me realize that it was definitely time for an update. So we have no intention tonight other than... It's not like a show or anything. It's not like a show. It looks like a show. It's not a show. Sorry to mislead you. It's going to be, who are the Ryans? What is this show? What were the original intentions? What are the current intentions? What happened to Mrs. Ryan? Why does she speak differently than she did in the first episode? She looks the same, if not better. What's going on with her hair? How will that change on Thursday's show live right here in this studio? How can you be a part of that? We're going to be talking about all of these things. Where have we been? What else have we been up to? What else are we working on? The Autoimmunity Foundation, Auto Journey, Good Vibes Breakfast Club, all of these things will be talked about tonight by us. So hopefully, if there's anything else that you want to know, we can fold it in there as well. I don't want to go on and on and on, so I'll just say, I'm Jay Ryan. This is Nicole Ryan. We are in our dining room right now. That may be hard to believe if you're seeing this for the first time, but we are legitimately in the dining room of our place. This camera is in the kitchen. and this is the legitimate David Letterman. This is the actual David Letterman set we're sitting at. The actual desk and chairs over there, the guest chairs, from the original Late Show with David Letterman. It's not a joke. Why all of that? We could talk about that another day. But we started this thing as a podcast, husband and wife podcast called Life with the Ryans, I guess is what we were calling it. But when you watch that first show back, we didn't know what we were doing. We said we didn't know what we were doing. And here it is, 5+ years later. And as far as I'm concerned, while the environment has changed, the two people have not at all.
We still don't know what we're doing.
For real. Yeah. It's true. So, you know, we're hoping that you can help us with that because the original intentions have been achieved on this show. So it's time to either switch up those intentions or modify them in some way or stop doing this show. Those are the choices. And we're open to all of the above. It seems that stopping this show probably isn't going to happen, mainly because the people that we talk to who really, really like it seem to really like it and need it. And that alone is enough reason for me to keep doing it. Will it ever make money or be like commercially successful? I don't know. Do we want that? It's a weird thing. Would we like the hits and the you know the booking power and all of the things that come with it? Yeah, I guess so. But do we want the fame and all of the other noise that comes with it?
Not so much. No.
There's a lot.
But can you have one without the other? No, I don't know. I don't know. So we're figuring it all out. What's going on with you? How are you feeling today? And then we'll get into, I'll probably do most of the talking, but as much as you can, tell people why you are the way you are.
I'm awful today. Very tired and stiff. Mm-hmm. I can't bend joints and shit like I used to, so my legs are really straight.
Rigid.
Yes. Yeah.
We need to bend you up for sure, stretch you out. Multiple sclerosis is the son of a bitch here. Multiple sclerosis is one of those mystery diseases. It's in the autoimmunity family, but that's about all they know. They don't necessarily know what causes it. They don't know. They definitely don't know how to stop it. There is no cure. Really what they do is they monitor and treat and monitor and treat and monitor and treat and just kind of see how it goes with everybody. And that's a bummer. And you've been dealing with it for since 2011, 13 years, 12 years, something like that.
All the doctors are the same and they have no idea, but different doctors address that not knowing differently. Some do a lot of things they don't need to do and listen to advice from all over, which they don't know. And others just ignore it. And it's so weird.
Mm. Goodness. So if you watch an early episode, call it a brief introduction with the Ryans from 5 years ago. I could hear a tiny bit of impairment in your speech from what it used to be, but almost none. And I bet nobody who knew you, anybody who didn't know you, would never have picked up on it. How do you feel 5 years later? I know you feel like shit physically, but, you know, doing this from where we started, what your intentions were, what you're dealing with now, how do you feel things have changed or are the same?
I think I talk a lot less. I can't speak as well, but it's all up in my head. So I think once I can address some of this physical stuff, I think it'll be better. But I think I talked a lot more on earlier shows.
Yeah.
And now it's not like
that. No, it was not. That's one of the things I really liked about watching the early stuff was that, you know, we were sitting at the dining room table. We didn't have the Letterman set yet, so we're sitting at the dining room table. But the ping pong was great. It's why people would hang out with us at parties and stuff. There's a fun banter, occasionally uncomfortable, and that's kind of fun too. But you really were able to jump in there, and you were always so good at that. You were the queen of the by the way. Like just, boom, let me just fling this in the middle of this thing because I can. And that has got to be so much harder for you now.
It's harder that I can't be as quick as I used to be, but it makes me think about things more than I did ever before. And a lot of what I said didn't always make sense.
In the old days or now?
Yeah. I wasn't thoughtful about what I was saying.
And you think about it more now, so you speak less because you realize less things need to be said.
Yeah, and like
so
my mental, like I still talk in my head just as fast, so it never stops. So I have a lot of time to think about what is said and what I don't say. And I see a lot more. You can tell what is being said as much by what's not said sometimes.
Does everyone know that, or do you know that from being able to cruise your old life as a Hollywood publicist?
I think I know that.
Okay. I think most people don't know that. I think that's a skill you inherited or developed.
Yeah, built up. I assume everyone should know that if they don't, so
yeah.
If I...
Yeah. It's... The bullshit of the world is hard to weed through. You know, everybody's telling you something and you don't know what's everything. Everything conflicts. So, you know, it's hard to weed through all the bullshit.
Not for me.
How does that manifest itself? Do you see it? Do you, I guess in all of the different ways, probably. What triggers you first when you see somebody laying on the bullshit?
I feel at first my face emotes as fast as it always did. So I always make faces before I intend it.
Like a disbelief face or a...
What are you talking about face?
I know
and
that one.
So I'm not that, but when I talk, I'm more quiet, and people tend to be more thoughtful and respectful about what they're saying too, because I'm off. Whatever, I've got to own it. But people, I find people think and speak differently because of that.
Because they don't. Well, is it? This is a difficult thing, I think, for most people. Do you think that's because you sound different, so people think that you think how you sound? People can't make the jump of, you sound fine in your head, you just can't make the words come out your mouth. So they think, she sounds stupid.
Stupid.
She must be stupid.
Yeah.
I see. That must be very frustrating.
It's so frustrating. People assume that I'm slow because I sound dumb as shit. And I know that. But even when I say, I know what you're saying,
they don't
follow that.
Because you couldn't. You're so stupid.
Sound dumb, so it must be dumb.
That's got to be very frustrating. I mean, it's frustrating for any human being to not feel understood. I think that's just a human condition thing. Probably all animals, probably all living things want to feel understood.
I think that's true, but the more I look at it, the more I realize my whole life I've been misunderstood in one way or another, so I own it. Stop trying to think everything is how it's presented.
What made you get there? I had a similar thing in my life. What made you get there where you realized that?
I got so frustrated with that I wasn't conveying what I wanted, apparently.
Because you weren't getting back what you thought you should.
The reactions I got were not at all what I thought I would get or was saying. And I was like, what is happening? And so I looked really harshly at what I was saying and how I was saying it. And sometimes I think I'm right, and other times I don't. And either, regardless, it's always my responsibility. So it doesn't matter what they think I meant or said.
Mm. That's so adult. It's so adult. But I think most of us go around going, well, it's their fault for misunderstanding me.
Yeah, I'll ask for help in the moment because I will not be as adult.
So that's the interesting thing. When I went back and was looking at this, so that's who we are. Nicole used to be a Hollywood, trying to do this in the order of the card here. We're working with a producer, Auto Journey. Devin has been doing the clips on the show. We're working with Devin to help try to segment this show out a little better for clips, for watchability, just in general. We're so tangential the way we speak. We ping pong all over the place. We're fragmented thinkers. It's hard to stay on one topic. It's why this show didn't have a theme in the beginning of cars or adventure or life or love. We're all of those things. So trying to keep things on track here for Devin and Auto Journey. Nicole was a Hollywood publicist. She specialized in crisis management and personal PR for very high-level talent. A lot of comedians you would know. Some athletes you would know, like some really high-level athletes that you would know. Like, some of the biggest known athletes in the world that are on that wall over there. And MS, showed its ugly head 15 years ago, and now here we are dealing with this. I was also invisible. I was a Hollywood producer. I would produce all sorts of things, from television to promos for films and large-scale productions. Same thing. When life went to hell, we had to kind of figure things out, and we had to work from home. We knew that. And starting a podcast seemed like the thing everybody was doing 5 years ago. Yeah, you just start a podcast. It's very easy. And And that's who I am and how and why the hell we got here. Since that, I mean, I say, oh, we used to be this, we used to be that. Since that, we've created this whole other thing for ourselves. We are now the Ryans, Jay and Nicole from Yellow Car, from Good Vibes Breakfast Club, from the Autoimmunity Foundation, from this show, Late Night Playset, where we talk about cars and comedy. There's like so many things that we weren't before that we still in our mind are still like the old people. This is going back to what you were saying before about speech and stuff. All these people are sick of us regressing back to who we used to be when they're waiting to see who we're going to be now. And to us, this is still so exciting.
I know.
I know. We got to get out of our own way, though. So Devin's helping us with that. And back to the original intentions for this show were to spread good vibes. We went through so much trauma that we looked at life differently, and we wanted to share that new perspective with people because we knew that there were other people out there that were just like us, people that were going through stuff, especially now. Oh my God, think of what's happened since COVID, 2020, the lockdown, there's wars around the world. There's so many things.
Yeah.
All sorts of natural disasters. So many things have happened in the world since we wanted to start spreading good vibes that it's like so much more necessary now. Why am I getting going? I don't know what's going on. It's another reason I don't feel like we can stop doing this show.
Yeah.
Even if only five people watch it, that's five more that weren't that way before.
We're needed. It's a weird thing to admit, but there's need.
And not that we're so special. It's not that at all. It's that somebody's got to do it, so we're doing it.
Everyone needs something. No one seems to know exactly what it is, but they do when they find it. And that's what I hold on to all the time.
But don't you think that everybody's looking for something all the time anyway?
Yes. But I find that people get distracted easily and lock into the wrong things.
Well, that's for sure. I know I do.
I do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, being a person is hard. Being a human is hard, and it seems to be getting harder every day as the world speeds up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the world is legitimately speeding up. I think we're legitimately getting closer to, you know, all the things are legitimately happening. But beyond that, with the devices and all, we're also now aware of so much more stuff that's happening. You know, are there actually more natural disasters now in the world than there were when I was a kid? I don't know. Who the hell knows? It seems that way because they're all on our feeds of all our different devices and everything. But there didn't used to be people with GoPros and iPhones and security cameras on every inch of the world previously.
We see everything now, and we didn't until very recently.
Yeah, so perspective-wise, I don't know. Is it getting worse? I don't know. Is that just the mainstream media telling you it's getting worse so that we all get better? I don't know. Is that a ploy that would work too? I don't know. Historically, it doesn't. Historically, the people want the garbage stuff. That's why the news looks how it does, because that's what people watch. Click on. I don't know. We cut the cord right around the same time we started doing this show, and I couldn't be happier. I couldn't have been happier about it then. We are now in the process of paring down all our streamers, and I couldn't be happier about that. I feel like cutting the cord again.
It's pretty cool. I didn't think we need it, but we do. It's great.
We'll probably have Netflix forever because we are on the foundation program there of like before it was
the
a thing.
The company you worked at launched it.
Yeah.
So we all got Netflix subscriptions.
Legacy accounts that like will never go away, that kind of thing. So we'll always have that. And then I figure Amazon Prime will have just because everybody has to have Amazon Prime for all of the Prime benefits. So that one's kind of like free because it comes with Hulu. They just sent me an email saying they're raising their prices next month. Bye-bye, Hulu. HBO Go became HBO Max, became Just Max, became whatever the fuck. See you later. We've been buying stuff on Apple iTunes or Apple iMovie or Apple TV, whatever it's called these days. And that way we have them there forever on all our devices. It's not for everybody, but it works for us.
Thanks.
Boy, I'm all over the place. Producer Mike, where's Producer Mike, and will he be back? Yeah, he's not here tonight. We didn't tell him about this because we're doing just the two of us. He will be back. He's been dying to do the show. He's doing his own show. He's killing it over there on the Letterman podcast. We are in the process of trying to... We've decided if we're going to keep doing the show, we need to tighten it up. Believe it or not, this is an attempt at tightening it up. Go watch an old one. You'll see what I mean. So it's a matter of wrangling everybody, redefining roles, things like that. But Producer Mike will still be here. Producer Aria will still be here. We are simply adding Producer Devin. A lot of producers for a show that is run by one guy.
I mean, welcome to Hollywood.
Also, now I'm going to say this. I don't think our system is working properly because I don't believe that there are no comments out there. When we got back from our trip, we'd been gone for a month. They updated all of the software for the studio that we're using here. And remember, we did the two live shows for sort of the recap for the trip. And they weren't working then. There was another update. I thought it might have fixed it, but it seems to not be. So if you are trying to comment, I apologize. Yeah, see, there's people on Facebook and they're watching. Yeah. All right, is what it is. Oh, there we go. I feel like the intention hasn't changed. I feel like I was amazed watching the show, the original brief introduction this morning, at how much was still the same. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing about us. We are either wicked consistent, which is a good thing, or like doing the same thing for too long. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing forever and expecting a different result, something like that. I hope it's the former. People tell us it's the former, but I am a self-loather, so it's hard for me to not get in my own head. I know it takes one bad comment on something and I'm like thinking about that all day. I've gotten better about it, but it still happens. Good vibes. Talking about our life and the way that we go through it. It's not what I want to do. That's my least favorite part. But it's the part that we're told by the producer and the people that watch the show regularly that we need to do. That seems to be the part that has the most potential to help people.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I love that it's spread further the good messages that we're putting out in good vibes. And if this is how we can do it, whatever, fine.
That's the right attitude. Originally, the intention for this show was everything we just said. But in the background, it was also, we were working on this documentary idea to work with the Letterman people, to tell the story about how when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Letterman and I stole this microphone from the Ed Sullivan Theater. It's all true story. Not going to talk about it tonight. But we were trying to get the attention of the Worldwide Pants people. If you go back and watch that first podcast, the only thing in here that's not Letterman is the set. We've got the microphone, the blue mugs, the blue cards, the pencils. I had an iPad over here on the desk to sort of simulate this thing. It's crazy how much was there. So we were always trying to get the attention of the Letterman people to try to do this other thing. Okay. We did that. That was a success. It took a long time to do, but we did that. We're still trying to get Dave here. As a matter of fact, I just reached out, last week maybe, to try to it's not helping. But renew that request. The Letterman of it all could go away as far as I'm concerned. I don't think it will because of the nature of how things are going. But I don't want people to think that I'm so attached to this part of it that I won't let it go. It's not that, I assure you. I'm very proud to use this stuff. We are incredibly proud. And in a weird way, it's like kind of an honor to be the next generation of whatever using this equipment for good. but it's not about throwing the card through the window and stuff. It's not about that for us anymore. Maybe never ever was. But those goals have been achieved. So what do we do going forward? If we're going to keep the Letterman stuff, it was sort of decided that we need to make this into a real show. Does that mean it won't be a podcast anymore? No. No, it'll totally still be a podcast. But it will be better and tighter. And we're going to get on booking the guests again. I hate that part of the job. Can't stand it. She used to do it in the beginning. Now that I have to do everything, we didn't book guests for a little bit because I was doing everything else. We're going to get back into it. But because I'm going to have help. There will be people helping me with that. So us, helping us with that.
For the record, so everyone knows I want to help, but I'm not functional in any way anymore. So
yeah, you do want to help. It's not the, I mean, that sounds terrible, but it's also kind of true.
Totally. I have great ideas, but it would take an hour and a half to spit out one, and I can't talk anymore to book anything and make it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Well, this has all been transitional. Don't be sorry. We didn't think any of the things that have happened would actually happen. We used to kind of throw long casts out there. You know, the Hail Mary pass. A long fishing cast, just fucking throw it all the way to the other side of the lake, as far as you can get it. Who the heck would know that we would catch some of those big fish we were going for? I mean, that was sort of never, ever intentional. I don't think we ever really thought it through of, like, what would happen if we achieved some of the goals.
I did not.
That's a mistake on our part.
Oh, yeah.
I regret that. Something to look at going forward. What happened to Mrs. Ryan? We talked about the MS. Where have we been? Oh, that's interesting. So, you know, we went away for a month. We were on the road for a legitimate month, 31 nights on the road. And then we came back and we were worn the F out. So we took some time off here to recalibrate and to renew, restore. Do you feel any different having taken the time off without having this responsibility twice a week?
Worse with nothing to trigger my brain other than the TV I watch. But
So doing the show actually helps you?
Yeah, because it gives me a timeline to follow and something to occupy my thoughts.
You mean a schedule for the day?
Yeah.
It's sad that that's such an important thing.
Otherwise, all I think about is how often I'll go to the bathroom and how much water I can drink. It's the saddest existence known to man.
Are you comfortable explaining to people don't know? People don't know this because we don't show it to them. And I know people that know us and love us, family members, think we should show it. I don't know if that's the right answer or not, but are you comfortable telling people what it's like for you to have to get around or what you deal with when you're not sitting in this chair on the show?
Yeah. I have to crawl everywhere and I can't use my legs anymore, so it's pulling with my hand, which makes me look stupider than how I sound. But it's a nightmare and it's exhausting. The energy of having to move both legs, my left side's not working out either. Mm-hmm. So everything is effort. And I don't have energy anymore like I used to, so everything is exhausting.
You're an iPhone at like 5%. Maybe call it 10%.
Yep.
At your best, it'll only charge up to 10%. So you have to do everything you can within that 10% and then plug back in.
Yes. And I have to think about everything I'm going to do and mentally tell myself how to do it.
Ahead of time.
Before I can do anything. It's insane.
People don't understand that part of it, how much of your brain is occupied. How much, like if it was a Mac, you have that little, I can't remember what it's called, systems, whatever, and it shows all the different percentages of what's the CPU is being used for. Oh, email's being used at 38%. Oh, you know, whatever. yours is like in the red all the time for every single little task.
Yes.
Even just picking something up.
Yeah, yes. It's ridiculous.
We're old. I think you can still say it.
I think about everything I'm going to say or do, and I also see how that's coming back and being perceived. That's my job stuff, so I see both sides of it. But I see how things look to people and how they feel to the person saying it, and that's different. And that gets missed a lot.
You think it's because they're not capable of understanding, because they're not in that situation themselves?
No, I think they're not paying attention to what's being said.
Okay.
And if I can help illuminate anything, I'm happy to be a guinea pig.
It's pretty awesome that you have that that position, because you're doing, you're applying that to the medical stuff as well. You're like, look, if you can poke me and prod me and learn something, yes, I would like to get better, but you're...
Find the answers, like to give people something to go on. I'd rather that than all the misinformation out there. This has been around for a long time. This isn't new. So people can figure it out. What? Everything is analogies. It's like moving metaphor. So it can all be applied and applicable to other things. Mm-hmm. It's like that Goonies thing with the three holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's
the doubloon.
Whatever that is.
We used to have one in here somewhere. Copper Bones is over there by you.
Yes. There's things that you can match up, you meaning anyone, you can match up things that line up anywhere. So then apply that formula to however you need to get whatever answer.
And find the treasure at the end, obviously.
In the movie, yeah.
So where have we been? We've been all over the place. We have taken time to do not a lot some days. Some days we'll just... I'll get done with work in the early afternoon and we'll just park it and watch movies on the floor. That's what we did on my birthday.
Thank you.
It was fun. Worked on Yellow Car in the morning, and then we came up here and watched movies. Ordered food. It sounds like we do that a lot. I know. Imagine visiting it, your grandparents in the hospital or something. Like, what can you do but sit with them and watch movies or television or something? I mean, yes, of course we talk, but also how much of that can you do?
There's only so much. Keep in mind, anyone, like... entertainment and psychology are what I understand and enjoy. So TV is all psychology because it's all people doing human things. So every psychological notion is there, and entertainment is self-explanatory.
We've been driving. I'm driving a bit. Yellow Car is spectacular. It is just so stinking good right now. I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited. Thank you to TLG. Thank you to all of the sponsors. We'll do a whole nother show about that. But like, it's just really, really great right now. A number of people that we know and trust have driven it lately. And there's just tons and tons of praise. All of the reactions are overwhelmingly positive. Of the 6 different people, 5 different people now have on their own said, oh, GT3 Touring, but 997. And like, I don't know if you could get higher praise than that when it comes to drivability of a 911. It's pretty special. So thank you to everybody. Also to LA Dismantler. We've still got your the things on the cats on the car. I want to keep them. Anyway, shout out to Tara DeCarmen. I'm going to come see you this week or next. We can talk about stuff. I think we were both away for a long time, but I think we're both back. And doing a couple. I mean, we did a nice little day road trip the other day up to Oxnard. That was nice. Have some breakfast with Paul Kennel. Little pre 9/11 drive.
That was really nice. I haven't been there near the Channel Islands since I went hiking there before I met you.
Didn't you take a boat up there with Stacy?
I did.
Yeah. I love that story.
Scott drove the boat. He just got it, I think.
So we've been doing stuff like that and just overwhelmingly trying to restore and take it easy and think about what's next. How do we do the same thing but in a different way so it's more palatable for everybody? The question has come up a lot. What else are we working on? Can't be just this. Well, you're right. Of course it can't be just this. This doesn't occupy enough time. I have been trying to, you know, once we started this podcast, this was sort of self-admitting to both Nicole and me that we were doing something new, that we were letting the old life go behind. And that was 5 years ago. And I would say somewhere around year 3.5, maybe 4, I started seeing that like, oh, okay, well, maybe we could really do this. And maybe I could really be like a show host or, you know, that kind of thing and have that kind of a life. I don't mean anything by that other than like, oh, that's what we'll do now. Well, they don't just, you know, they're not giving away shows and you have to create your own show. And it doesn't really work that way where somebody just comes to you and, hey, would you host our show? But if you think about it long enough, I guess that's exactly what will happen. So I don't know, maybe 6 months or so ago, some people came to me and said, hey, we've got a show. We want to do this show and we would like for you to host it. And I said, well, great. That sounds amazing. Of course. I mean, it's perfect. But I've been here before. People have offered things before. People have had great ideas before. And, you know, they haven't necessarily worked out or they haven't gone to fruition or whatever. Maybe whatever just didn't get done. This one's getting done. And I'm super, super excited about it. I didn't say anything for a long time. We were pretty coy about it on the show, saying that something else was going on. Couldn't tell you what. I still can't tell you details because it's not public yet, but I can tell you because we closed the deal that I am the host of a new car show that will be on someplace for you to see it. And it's a competition show, which is even more exciting because that means you have a opportunity to be a part of it. And that would be really, really cool for me to be hosting a show where I know some of the people on it. Probably a conflict of interest, but it would be really, really cool for me, at least during the, you know, the audition process or the, whatever that's called, casting, whatever. So stay tuned, stay with us for that. It is happening. Close the deal. We're working on it now. They're already in pre-production doing promo stuff. And it's a really good thing for us because it couldn't have happened at a better time. It's hard to describe. Sometimes it's mentally, sometimes it's emotionally, sometimes it's physically, but sometimes in life, no matter where you were yesterday, sometimes you are at the end of your rope. And sometimes you don't even know how you got there. And probably you usually don't know how you got there. And since our life got flipped, turned upside down, we've been there a couple times. And this community has always been there for us in all of the ways, all of the support ways. Hashtag support system. Hashtag grateful. Hashtag support system. Hashtag blessed. I mean them all. I mean them all. In this case, this opportunity couldn't have come at a better time. Professionally speaking, financially speaking, emotionally speaking. So we're really, really excited about it. So stay tuned for that. We're working on other stuff behind the scenes, but probably still can't tell you that. There's still stuff going on with Worldwide Pants. You know about the microphone story and more. And we'll share those things when we can. But there's definitely other stuff going on. I'm boring her already, so it's time to wrap it up.
This is where I visibly have no energy, but you're not. Just.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're okay. What are you saying? You have no energy, but I'm not?
No, I visibly look like I have no energy because I yawn all the time that I'm here.
All right. All right, so I guess thanks for hanging out like with us for years. It's been years. Some of you have been with us for years. And I don't know what to say other than thank you. You are our family. The few that we get to see at Breakfast Club every week is awesome, or out at car events in LA. The few people of you who are in LA, love it. So great to see you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. There are people all over the world that we never get to see and never get to meet that have been watching since the beginning. Thank you. I can't believe you've stuck with it this long. We're so grateful. I promise we're going to do more for you. So that's all I've got. I'm not going to dance for you. That's one thing I won't do. But we don't want to do this for us. We're not doing this for us. This is intended for you. So let us know how we can make it better. Comments. Viewer mail. Viewer mail is going to be a real thing now. Not just a when people send us stuff to open up on the show. The unboxing portion became viewer mail. That'll go to unboxing, maybe. Viewer mail is where we want to read your comments, your suggestions, your complaints, your gripes. What's grinding your gears? What's giving you the red ass? I want to know. I want to know so that we can make this thing better. I think I might be done with this. We may switch to one of these. We have these now that we use outside the studio. You know, these lav mics. I don't know. We're figuring it out. Can't wait to have guests back in the studio. I know that. How are you with all of this?
With what?
Life.
I mean,
I know you're wiped out.
Yes, but I am every day. So my baseline is never what anyone else's is. So I try to answer honestly, and I'm looked at as crazy often. So I'm getting used to that.
Did I look like you were crazy? I don't even remember looking at you.
I don't know how to answer anything, so people always look at me like I'm nuts.
Oh. Why is that, though? Are you trying to be more concise in your words so you use fewer words, or what's why? Because you're not an idiot at all, even a little bit.
No, but I have a lot of words in the Rolodex in my head, and I don't know how to speak to people so they understand, and I don't have to start at the beginning to explain what I mean from a very deep level.
Yeah, brevity's tough. The old you, the Nicole Shabbat from the movie business that everyone else knows, used to use a lot of SAT words. That was like your thing. You were like, look how smart I am. I know all these words. So I would imagine your brain still knows them, and you're like, oh, my mouth will never be able to say that. I better choose a different word.
Yep. All the time.
Well, that must be frustrating, but I would imagine it makes you more relatable to people because it used to seem really educated. Not that that's a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing.
I don't always want to be as relatable as I seem.
Oh, funny. You're like, I'm putting the wall up.
Yeah, and I put it up really strong, and I was good at maintaining it, and now it's all washed out. But I like to answer people properly.
Oh, Mike Chisholm is here. Oh, you are the best, Mike Chisholm. He's watching on YouTube, and he's doing the live chat from there. Are you in the room, Mike Chisholm, or does the room not work either? I left it open just in case you might have popped in. But he's sending – apparently there are tons of comments. Good evening. Yay. Great to see you both back online. Maybe because of the vacation after the road trip, you both look refreshed and energetic. Nicole is the last person who should ever be condescended. Hello, Jay and Nicole. Great to see your faces this evening from Mark Perbonic. Mike just says, go Kings, go. Are the Kings playing tonight? Or is it hockey season?
I don't even know. So.
Driving Psyche says, yay. Producer Mike is watching, very happy to see his friends. Oh, that's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, hopefully you'll be with us on Thursday, buddy. I feel like we've done what we said we were going to do. I'm happy to keep going if you have anything else, but I think we've done what we said we would do. I say, do you have anything else or no?
I have nothing else. I like questions, so I know what to say, because otherwise I'll just ramble.
Gunnar Mensch and Teresa Porter are watching. Brian Cheney says, no regrets, just learning and growing is the best way that you can. Gunnar Mensch says, aloha, guys. And he says, I hear you, Nicole Ryan.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
I hope he had fun with the Stiglitz.
I was going to say the same thing. It's so cool to see our friends, you know, from this little TV show world, meeting each other in real life. The Stiglitz was an intern here. Gunnar Mensch has been a guest many times. I'm pretty sure they were here at the same time. Stiglitz and his family were just in Hawaii for holiday over the summer and visited with Gunnar Mensch. All the cars in the garage, and I think they shot some stuff for the Stiglitz channel. Awesome.
It's all the photos on Instagram. It's great.
Just makes me happy. Good people around good people. All right, so that's what's going on. Thursday, come back Thursday, where we should have more of a show. We're going to cut her hair live. I'm going to buzz it. I'm going to stay tuned for that. And we may have a guest. I hope we have a guest. We should have a guest. Producer Mike will be back. I think producer Ariel will be, if not Thursday, she'll be here soon as well, talking about the Gentleman's Drive, Distinguished Gentleman Drive, and more things. New Life of Old Nicole on Instagram. Are you keeping that handle? Is that who you are?
Yeah.
Okay, New Life of Old Nicole. Porsche Life 111. Late Night Play Set. And I think the David Letterman set has its own thing. But Late Night Play Set is the show. And Mike Chisholm is the Letterman podcast. Follow him. He's got great guests. And that's it. Gosh darn it, we love everybody. I noticed that I didn't say that in the beginning. We worked into that at some point where I would start saying, we love everybody, please love one another. It wasn't in the first one. But I mean it. We love everybody. Please love one another. You good?
I'm good.
Good night, everybody. Stay tuned for Tom Snyder. Good night, everybody.